Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be going through Seder night, but instead of starting from Kaddish, we're going to be starting from the end, starting from Nirta and making our way through to Kaddish, hopefully sending out one or two of these a day, most days until Pesach, until we get through until Kaddish. So we're actually going to be starting from the halachas of after the Seder, starting with the halacha of what a person's supposed to be doing after the Seder. So the Tosefta in Pesachim, Perik Yod Halachaches, paskins that Chayev Adam Lasik B'Hilchos of Pesach Kol HaLayla. A person's obligated to be involved in the Halachos of Pesach the entire night. That means even after the Seder. And the Tosefta continues, Afilu Beinoi Lebein Benoi, even just between a man and his son, Afilu Beinoi Lebein Atzmoi, Afilu Beinoi Lebein Tamidov. Even if he's by himself, he should say the halachas to himself, and even between himself and his Talmud. So we're going to first of all discuss what is the reason behind this halacha. Then we're going to discuss the surah of the halacha, and then we're going to discuss why lemaisa, a lot of people, if not majority of people, go straight to bed after Seder, and they don't spend the entire night learning. Right? We don't find a concept like Shavuos night, where everyone goes to shul, everyone gets together, and everyone learns. Most people, after the Seder, they go to bed. So first of all, let's understand what's the reason behind the Tosefta. So very quickly, we'll go through a couple of reasons. So many Mefarshim, amongst them, the Ritva, the Meshech Chochma, the Mishknes Yaakov, and many others, say that this din of learning about Halachas of Pesach, the entire night after Seder, is only Shittas Rabbi Kiva. Very famous Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Kiva says that the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is the whole night, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's only until Chatzos. So they explain this whole din of discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim even after the Seder, the whole night, is only according to Shittas Rabbi Kiva. I mean, it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, where you've only got until Chatzos to fulfill your mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So too, the mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim will also only continue until chatzos. That's one mahalach. There's other mahalachim that basically try and say that no, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says the mitzvah is until chatzos, that's only regarding Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah. But there's another din of discussing the story of yitzias Mitzrayim the whole night. The Emek Brocha says it's stam a regular din of learning Hilchos Chag B'Chag. There's a mitzvah regarding all Yom Tovim that you're supposed to learn about the Yom Tov on Yom Tov. He says that's part of the din. It's a bit interesting, based on that, why it's Dafka on the first night, but he says it's part of the din of Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Okay. Good. So the Kitzah, though, there is this concept of learning about the Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire night. Now, the expression of the Rosh and the Tor is not that you should learn all night. Rather, the expression is, the Kavana is, Ad She Tichtafenu Shina, until a person falls asleep. It doesn't say all night. And Azoi Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the Simon Tov Pei Aleph, Sif Beis, he says, Chayev Adam Lasik Bechus Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person is obligated to be involved in Halachas of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Lesaper Nisim Ubeniflois, and to discuss the Nisim Ubeniflois, Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Labi Seinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu performed for our forefathers, Ad Shetich Tefenu Shina, until sleep overtakes him. Azoi Paskins the Mechadish. He doesn't say all night, he says until sleep overcomes him. So here's a Chakira. Here's a Shaila. You find a very similar Shaila regarding Chayiv initially B'Sumim Poriya Ad Delo Yoda. What's Psha in Ad Shetichvenu Shin until you fall asleep? Is it Be'etzim Lezechiyuv to learn the whole night? It's just that we say that although you're Mechiyuv to learn all night, once you fall asleep, you're now Potter because you're asleep. But Be'etzim Lezechiyuv is all night. Oh, no. The chiyuv is until you fall asleep. What's the nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina would be if a person falls asleep and then wakes up. If he falls asleep and then wakes up, would he still be mechuyev to continue discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because if it's all night, it's just your ptur when you're asleep, so when you wake up, you're mechuyev. But if it's just the geder of your mechuyev until you fall asleep, then that's it. Once you've fallen asleep, you fulfilled your chiyuv. So there's an interesting Chok Yaakov where seemingly you can understand a raya from what he says. The Chok Yaakov says, b'shem the Tor, like this. The Mechaber Paskins in Tof Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, that after the Arba Kosis, a person can't drink anything else except for water. So the Chok Yaakov, b'shem the Tor, says, the whole reason is because you're meant to sit and learn all night. And if you drink other beverages, which he assumes are going to be alcoholic beverages, then you won't be able to sit and learn all night. But then the Chok Yaakov goes on to say that based on this, if after the Seder a person falls asleep and then wakes up, then he can drink wine. Because since the whole Issa is because of the Chiyuv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says once you wake up, you're not going to be Chiyuv anymore to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we're permitted to drink wine at that point. Very, very clear, seemingly, that the Chok Yaakov holds that the Shia is Achiyudim until a person falls asleep. And it's not going to be Mechuyev any more than that. Azoi kum tois from the Chok Yaakov. Bin Shaita Tshuva, so Sosos Tshuva, he's Cholik on the Chok Yaakov. And he says, even if a person falls asleep and wakes up again, it's going to be forbidden for him to drink wine, because he's still got the chiyuv on him. So seemingly, the machlokes Chok Yaakov, so the shuvah is, the Chok Yaakov says, once you wake up, you can drink wine, because he holds that ad sheh, tichtefenu shina, he holds that's how long the chiyuv goes on for. Once you fall asleep, you're not mechuyev anymore. Whereas, the so shuvah holds, not like that, he holds that, no, there's a chiyuv all night. If you're asleep, there's a ptur. Just to finish off, why lemaisa are many, many people not ma'akid on this? So we could just say, because they're just tired, they want to go to bed. But there are reasons for this. Number one, there's Maral in Gvuras Hashem. He says that with the Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanoim, who were sitting and discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim all night, he asks, aye, how could they do that? What about Simchas Yom Tov? How could they prevent themselves from sleeping on Yom Tov? It's because they didn't have any pain from it. They didn't have any pain from not sleeping. So it sounds like from what he's saying, that if a person is going to be in pain through stopping himself from sleeping, then he'll have a ptur from this din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because of the other din of Simchas Yom Tov. And also Siddi Yaivot, he addresses it directly. He says, and I quote, he says, Misha tzarich harba lishna mitosai, one who really needs to sleep on his bed, in order to have enough strength, in order to wake up early to come to shul, and in order that his tefillah shouldn't be ruined by him being very tired, such a person can go to sleep straight after the Seder. But again, there is this concept brought in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should, unless there's a reason not to, a person should try and sit and discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim ad shetichtfenu shinah.